weed, grass, ganja, joint, doobie, doo, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, love boat, bud, Buddha, blunt, pot, pet, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come in.
Brought to you by The Hemp Store at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.
That's right. For the sake of alliteration, we went with the trashy word for cannabis, marijuana. Welcome, Chris.
G'day.
Welcome back, I should say, actually.
Thank you. Yeah, I do get that a little bit. And, of course, it's a normal national organization for the reform of
marijuana
laws. And no one ever brings that up, but you know, I think we've got bigger fish to fry, really, than what that term is. I say reclaim it.
Yeah,
you know?
That's kind of
even
what we're trying to do,
isn't
it?
Even if it started as derogatory, reclaim it.
Yeah, it's a beautiful word. I kind of really like it as a word. You know what I mean? Like, just aesthetically, where it has the J, you know, that kind of buzz. Love
there you
that.
Go. I like it too. I, of course, like the botanical name cannabis. Some people say that sounds a bit too sciencey. So, you know, swings around. Whatever you like, really.
Medicine is probably
whatever
a good one
like.
As well.
It's the intent behind it, I think.
That's fair, actually.
If you're not meaning
like
it,
most words. That's true with most speaking. You know what I mean? It's more the way you deliver it, really.
Speaking of how you deliver it, nice segue there, because family, I was scratching around for what the hell's been in the news this week, and it didn't actually make any news because they've been studiously ignored, but Family First put out a press release saying, ha-ha, California, literally, California youth use has gone up following legalization, study come out, rah-rah-rah-rah, and this is the smoking gun, and this should put to bed or lay to rest or whatever term they use, but they were clearly positioning for post-referendum and saying, you know, any talk or any, you know, move to try and still do it, come on, you know, this is it. This is it. This shows it. And actually, all you have to do is click through the very link that they have on their press release, which goes to the press release of the people who wrote it, who said that the increase in use that they did find, of course, fairly small, but was amongst low risk groups, and it was hard to notice because it was over, you know, it was swamped by the decline in use among high risk groups. Mm. And surely, there you have right there the net gain of legalization. That yes, it's not all, you know, loveliness in every single measure, but overall, you know, it's worth accepting a small increase in low risk users.
What's a low risk user?
Forgetting this, well, people who don't use much, and people that whatever the other things that correlate with higher risk, for example.
You don't ride motorbikes and stuff like that.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm helping.
Yeah, youth and location and mode of use and that kind of thing and frequency. Mm. So, you know, but the point being, you know, overall net gain. So there you go.
Do you know what's weird about the States? How it's like, how it's all these like little, you know, they have their states and they all make their rules up. But I don't really hear much from the prayers about cannabis. Like, is Joe Biden on board with the DAC or?
Well, long history of voting for every single bill that has ever come along that has been in favor of the war on drugs and arresting users and throwing them in jail and mandatory minimums and all these sorts of things. So he has a terrible, terrible track record in this department.
Okay.
But as a lot of politicians,
he
you
wants
know, potentially, let's not be cynical. Maybe he just got turned on to the evidence and the you know, was exposed to it the first time. Now that some places have legalized in America and he's seen it and gone, oh, well, okay.
Yeah.
Wow, that's obvious. So now he's not necessarily right in support of legalization, but it seems like he's
just staying out of the way.
Yeah, stay out of the way, but probably a bit more specific, a bit like the Obama. They had a memo called Cold Memo that went out to all the agents, you know, the people that work for the federal government, the president, and it said, lay off, make this your lowest priority, and if the state law allows it, then you know, let them follow the state law. So whereas under Trump, that memo just kind of got deleted, but not really replaced by anything. So it was a bit of an absence. So I think that's one of the first things we could see them do, is just put that back in. And there are kind of rumors that some sort of legalization bill might even go in as soon as next week.
Sheesh. Okay. Mm. Somebody's come in with a cannabis corridor. Yeah, that's a good one. Good little Tadeo lingle in there. We were going to call it Cannabis Corner for a second. But we're just sticking with marijuana media.
Like you're in the corner.
We're staying. Well, we've got some cocktail corner.
Well, that's true. It's got a certain...
It's on brand.
Yep. That's true.
Sorry to slip you off your train of thought, Mick.
No, Chris Farley...
He sure did.
Earlier today, Big Hungry and I were talking about the Cannabis Cup. Has that returned in recent years in an underground
fashion?
Well, funny
you should... I was just talking with one of the champion growers today.
It's time. It's time to bring it back, baby.
I certainly would like to. We had a bit of an issue with places to do it, so let's put the call out, see what happens.
Wicked.
I'm
consider
up for it.
The
let's
seed
it
planted. If you think you've got a property or a place or maybe you've got that restaurant that revolves on the Sky Tower, and you would like to do a cannabis cup there, we would be absolutely stoked about that.
What do you need from
how big a boat do we need
end?
If it was on the boat?
Chris.
Oh, pardon. Sorry, the boat. Well, the ones we had before were, you know, about 100 or so people.
Mm.
So, it's a big boat.
That's a big boat.
Medium.
What about a city location?
We've had a cup just down the road from the police station in years past. So, you know, any location can be considered on its merits. But getting back to that, I actually think the time might be right. And given the results of the referendum and kind of where the mood of the people might be and what's been going on overseas...
We need a leg up, eh?
Perhaps the time is right for, you know, cannabis social clubs, non-profit, you know, adults only, members only places. These are quite common in Europe, non-commercial. You might not ever see them. Or, you know, you might walk past them and not actually recognise them.
Something for the enthusiasts.
Yes, usually. Well, the European model is they're set up by cannabis consumers and run for their benefit as a non-profit entity. And and so in that respect, it's very similar to, you know, an RSA or a sports club or something like that, with a premise that people can go to and, you know, non-commercial... allowing consumption on the premise in a safe way where it's not, you know,
trading
on
as
the
well
street and
trading kind of ideas and trading, you know, like just going, what have you been up to, how'd you do that, like all that kind of knowledge is great, especially in a local sense, because our environment is our environment, you know, so how we grow here is probably a little bit different to other places perhaps.
Potentially, yeah, I'd be wary of throwing the word trading in there when the idea is for them to be non-profit or, you know, non-commercial. But and certainly if you want the tolerance of the police and that kind of thing, which I think that, you know, they might kind of be open to that. But who knows, eh? Who knows? Someone's just got to do it and push it out there. That's how it's gone everywhere else around the world.
Now, what else has been popping up in the news, Chris Farley?
Well, so something that's not quite in the news yet, but came across some figures today that ACC released under the Official Information Act request, and it was in response to some questioning how is the medical cannabis scheme, you know, affecting what they're doing, that kind of thing. And when you think about it, affordability is one of the key issues, and it always has been, and it was one of the key aims of the scheme. It was affordability and getting local production happening there was the idea behind that, was that it would bring prices down. But without PharmAc funding, or you know, one thing that they could do is potentially direct PharmAc to revisit that and potentially fund it a bit more. But ACC being the other main kind of avenue for people to potentially seek funding from, because otherwise these products are expensive. They're more expensive than illicit cannabis, and you know, per milligram of cannabinoid. But actually, when you look at the costs that ACC are paying for other medications, they're often quite a lot cheaper. You know, a lot of these pills and things they give people can be $100 or more a pill type thing. Mm. So you know, as
really?
Medications go,
damn,
you know, medical cannabis is not steep from that side, but it is for individual patients. But anyway, so how did it affect things? So in terms of what it was now under the previous government, so less than four for each of 2016 and 2017, and that was just limited to Sativex. Less than four a year was all that ACC were paying. Government came in, law hasn't actually changed yet. It went up to five, then six, you know, wahey. 2020, an entire eight prescriptions, but since the scheme came into effect April the 1st, less than four is what they said. So less than four under the new scheme.
Wow.
That means in terms of last year they approved more before the scheme than they did afterwards, so certainly hasn't had much of an influence on ACC and them. And the other interesting thing, I mean, they're not collecting statistics on how many people apply, which I thought was just crazy. This is just how many they've actually approved, but of these ones that they have approved, the majority of them were at first declined by them. And it was only when the patient insisted on a review and then that got overturned.
Why is it so difficult?
Well, they just say the evidence isn't there, is their standard response. Mm. It's pretty kind of cut and paste kind of response, it seems you get, and yeah. Yeah, but you know, as people often find, the process there can be pretty tough, right? And you're up against a big organisation. But yeah, I was very surprised when you think 200,000 New Zealanders are using cannabis medicinally, according to the Ministry of Health, and here you have, you know, four being helped by ACC.
I mean, how far away, realistically,
that's just crazy,
how
man.
Far away are we from it's something being produced locally and being available at a reasonable price?
How do they meet the standards? That's the issue.
Well, I think we might get, yeah, exactly, we might get some imported products. One of the issues is, will any of the existing ones actually meet these standards? Because they haven't yet, and they've had almost a year, and the extension to the extension runs out at the end of next month, and they've either got to extend that, which means conceding that the, you know, nothing can meet it and the rules are too tight, or it means stick to what they think was the right setting and then all the products are off the market. Or maybe bend the rules and allow one or two, and who knows, maybe that'll be it, and if that's the case, it might be Tilray, and maybe that remains but everything else doesn't. But certainly I'm aware of several of the currently available products. Their distributors have you know, withdrawn their applications. They don't believe that they're going to be able to get through there. So there's certainly going to be at least, hopefully, only a temporary reduction in availability. And then I think in terms of local production, you know, hopefully, all going well, you might see something, you know, at the end of the year. But people have to do these pilot studies and put stuff on the shelf and watch it age and test it and things like that. So it can't just go straight to market. It all takes a bit of time. The imported products, we have these certain little bits of our rules that are not in any rules anywhere else. So the products overseas that have gone through these processes, say for Germany, have not had to put a couple of tests, you know, are missing for what it would take to then put it through here. There's some pesticides, there's some heavy metals, things that they don't ask them to test for over there. And so that's the tricky thing, is actually none of the products available overseas are actually ready to just go into our rules.
But on that, what's the markup going to be as well? Is it going to be, these products are just going to be extremely expensive, or are they going to be like relatively close to what I'm expecting to pay at the moment, illicitly?
I think if it keeps going the way it is, I can't see, you know, it coming down too much. It'll come down a bit for sure, and right. There'll be more competition and things like that, and more knowledge among the patients, so that you know, won't be putting up with pricing that's a bit out in their local pharmacy, or a bit
won't
more competition
flour
in the market,
either,
that kind
it?
Of thing. There will be some. I know that there's some. There's an application in right now for some shishka berry that may be getting approved, and I think that'll be available in ounce packs. From your pharmacy.
Yeah,
so that'll be cool.
And what's the best way to keep the weed good? Is it like vacuum packed, or like?
It'll tend to come vacuum packed, and then you could keep it in the freezer or in the fridge. Is quite good.
Yeah.
Just like any other fresh thing.
Hmm.
So, in answer to your question, it's going to be pretty tough. But there's some quite simple little changes that they could do that would quite easily fix a bunch of these things. And so is there the willingness to do that, and how quick can we get that to happen?
It's such a strange time. It's like the door's ajar and we're just squeezing shit through the door, you know? Like the government's got their foot at the door, and it's like, yeah, all good, just you're allowed in, kind of thing. It's really, really weird time.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, it is.
Frustrating.
And I think, in all fairness, you know, there's a lot going on. They've got a pandemic that they're in, even this very department of the Ministry of Health, you know. So there's a lot going on, and we've got to kind of give them a bit of credit for that as well. So, you know, but it certainly hasn't panned out as we all thought. So it's the perfect time to review it. And we hear that this review might be starting fairly soon. They're at least starting to think and scope out some of the issues. And again, so it's, yeah, how quick can that happen? Can they actually make these changes? I mean, one of the simple ones is, instead of having these lists of rules and things, just point to a place like Germany, for example, and say, well, if you make that, we're fine with that. We're tickety-boo.
We love looking up to places. Bam, it's like, yeah, you like that
you've
place.
Just fixed a whole lot of problems just like that. But bring back the herbal category that was in the original consultation and that people were very supportive of. And for some reason, it got dropped from the final scheme. But that was where herbal products like flower and basic oils wouldn't have to go through a full pharmaceutical assessment and process, but they're more like a herbal product. still down to whether the doctor wants to prescribe that or not,
yeah,
and whether it's appropriate for your condition. But at least the product would be available.
Considering the potential variables, I mean, if you're dealing with a patient that's really specific, then you probably wouldn't want to go that route. But if you're dealing with somebody that's just trying to maintain, like a lot of people are,
that's exactly right. Yeah, yeah. And the good thing about having herbal forms available is the patient or their caregiver can turn that into something else. So they can soak it in some alcohol, make a tincture, put it into some baking, make some cookies. You know.
Yeah, totally. So, always a pleasure, Chris. Thanks very much.
Thank you. Do it then.
That was Marijuana Media.
Thanks to the Hemp Store. Visit them at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz. I'm in love with